I would like for you to go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1. And we ought to start reading in verse number 4. And it's good to see everybody in the house of God tonight. What a wonderful assembly of people that is in this church tonight. We welcome everybody to the Oak Park Church in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, this is a good place to be. There's good people, and most importantly, there's a good presence, and that's the presence of Jesus Christ in this place. Amen. Acts chapter 1, and you'll be reading with me, verse number 4 and 5. Read with me right now. And the Bible says like this, and I don't know if some folks that wait years or months to receive the Holy Ghost, if Jesus said, you ought to just wait for days. But let me tell you, tonight I'm going to preach on this subject. Church, let's keep the main thing the main thing. And that's the Holy Ghost. My subject for tonight is simple. Keeping the main thing the main thing. And that's the Holy Ghost. Jesus, we love you right now. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the liberty that we feel right now in this place. God, as a church, we want to keep the main thing, and that is to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. We love you right now. Anoint me to preach your word with authority and power. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody shout amen. Amen. Tell somebody besides you, keep the main thing, bud. You may be seated. Now, I would like to start this sermon with the opening remarks that I heard one pastor said while I was evangelizing a couple years ago down by the hills of Tennessee. He got up a Sunday night on his pulpit. And he said this word. He said, today we ought to give the Lord the best. Because today, he said, it's the Lord's day. So I was sitting behind him. And I thought to myself, well, when did God stop being God on Mondays? On Tuesdays? On Wednesday or on weekdays. I don't know about you, but I just don't serve a God of a day. I serve a God that He reigns forevermore. And I don't serve a God that it's only good on Sundays. My God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, I'm saying, my God is not only God of Sundays. He's God of the weekdays. He's God of Tuesday. And I believe a miracle tonight for this service. We ought to keep the main thing, the main thing. God said, church, the first order of business for your first service. It's going to be this. The main thing will be this. That you ought to wait for the Holy Ghost. The main thing, the first thing, the first order, the first business, church business, is going to be to wait for the power of the Holy Ghost. That was the main thing that God was concerned of. That was the center of attraction. That was the main thing the church ought to do and we should do. We ought to keep the Holy Ghost the main thing in our services today. The music is secondary. I hate to break it to you. The choir, sorry, Brother Jim, is secondary. Let me tell you, even the preaching sometimes is secondary when the Holy Ghost begins to move in the house. Because it's not by power or by might. The Bible says it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Church, we ought to keep the main thing. The main thing, the first thing, the first order of this service, and it'll be, God, fill me with your Spirit. God, fill me with your anointing. God, fill me with your power. God, fill the young people. God, fill the saints. God, fill the preacher. God, fill the musicians. Church, we ought to keep the main thing. I said we ought to keep the main thing, the main thing. It's not about the programs. Oh, I apologize. It's a wonderful program. Brother Ralph, it's a good program bringing visitors. But let me tell you, those visitors are going to come back when the church keeps the main thing, the main thing. It is a good program to bring visitors. But let me tell you, they are going to be attracted to the main thing, and that's the Spirit of God. I don't know why I feel like preaching this. This is not my usual kind of preaching. I'm usually pretty nice, and I usually pretty much behave when I get behind a pulpit and I grab a mic in my hands. But I feel of the Lord that if we keep this main thing, the main thing, the word is going to start spreading out this town. And they're going to say there's a church in Chester Boulevard that is filled with the presence. Filled with the power. Filled with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's not only the old saints. It's the youth that has been slain in the Spirit. It's not only the youth, but it's the preacher that is also filled with the Holy Ghost. This church. Ministers, Sunday school teachers, we ought to keep the main thing. The main thing. We ought to keep our focus. Let me tell you, visitors are awesome, and I love visitors. I'm a visitor kind of guy. I do. That's why I behave all the time when I'm behind a pulpit, because I do care a lot about our visitors. But let me tell you, visitors are looking for a church full of the Holy Ghost. Visitors are looking for a church that has something going on, not only in good music or good fellowship or good programs. Let me tell you, this world is hungry for a move of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, church, we are a Holy Ghost-filled church. We are tongue-talking, foot stomping, hand clapping, Holy Ghost sanctifying church, and we ought to keep it that way. I don't know. I thought I was preaching to Pentecostals tonight. Church, we ought to keep it. Ladies, gentlemen, young people, old people, we ought to keep the Holy Ghost, the main thing in our service. I hope I'm doing all right, Rev. I really don't want to be rude. I really don't want to be... You know what's so awesome? You know what's so awesome? There's nothing greater than walking into a service that you can almost taste and breathe and almost bite off the Spirit of God. Really, I thought there was full of Pentecostals in this place. Pastor, there's nothing better than going into a place where you walk in and the anointing of the Holy Ghost just overwhelms you with power. There's nothing like walking into a service where the Holy Ghost is moving freely among its people. And let me tell you, church, we ought to keep the main thing. The main thing. You know, the problem is that we keep hiding our past. We're just heritage of a bunch of drunks. in the spirit. We keep trying to hide that, our past. Let me tell you, that's the problem with many of us. We keep fighting the devil and we're not drunk enough. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a drunk man trying to fight. I have. In Chile, we have all of kinds. We have all kinds of drunks. I mean, out the street in Mexico, we just seen a bunch of them last week. I mean, they sleep whenever they want, but well, yeah, I've seen them fight. And the drunk dude, you can hit him, he'll fall, and you know what he'll do? He'll get up again. He'll be lifting over there, the other guy will be there. By the time he finds him, he'll get up and go and chase him again. The problem with many of us, that we keep fighting the devil without being drunk. He gives us a punch and we fall down and lay right there. But when we keep the main thing, the Holy Ghost makes us stand up again and go and fight Him. One more time, because the Holy Ghost is not only just a good thing so we can speak in tongues, the Holy Ghost gives us power and authority and dominion to fight the devil right now. I don't know, church, but I want to win this battle right now. I think we ought to keep the main thing. The main thing. The primitive church kept the main thing, the main thing. After they received the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that many came and they heard. And the Bible says in chapter 2, the Bible says like this, and after the rushing mighty wind came, the Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the main thing. It's all about the Holy Ghost. It's all about the Spirit of God. It's all about you having an experience with the gift of the Holy Ghost. This service, this building, this night facility, it's all about you having experience, an awesome experience with God. There's not another purpose of meeting Tuesday and Sundays and prayer meeting. The only purpose is that you have a closer walk and experience with the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, the Bible says that after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and this is not even my notes. I didn't want to preach this, but I just was impressed in that prayer room tonight, and I heard God speak to me. And the Bible says that the men that they were dwelling in Jerusalem, the Bible says that they heard them speak their own languages. And the Bible says that now when this was abroad, in other words, someone, when they kept the business, the main business, the main thing, the Bible says that it was noise abroad. That there was something going on in that upper room. And let me tell you, our voice and people are going to start talking about this church when we keep the main thing, the main thing. And let me tell you, I kind of noticed this, and this probably goes against all kind of theology, but the Bible says, and this is just me, I mean, just this Harold Fuentes, and you know, something crazy is about to come right now out of my lips. Glory, hold on. So, I'll talk to you, friend. The Bible says that every man understood the language that they were speaking. In other words, those men that came and see, the church understood, I mean, those men understood what the people, what the 120 was saying. That means that the church, in some kind of form, got involved with those people. That means that the church, the Spirit of God, just made a connection between sinner and saint. That's what I understand. But let me tell you, the church never went out in the world to find this connection. The sinner came to the church to find the connection. Why? Because the first church kept the main thing. sinners are going to come and connect with the gift of the Holy Ghost when we keep the main thing. The main thing. Did I make any sense, bro? Sinners will come and experience this. And they're going to say, you know, we want this. When the Bible says that all those men just begin to tell Peter, what do we have to do to be a part of this church? But Peter said, you know what, you just have to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, you've heard it many times, but let me tell you this. Once we get the main thing, people are going to flock to this church and make a line all the way outside to be baptized. I wish somebody believed it with me. I said if we keep the main thing, sinners are going to come, prostitutes are going to come, alcoholics are going to come, and I'm going to say I want to be a part of the church that keeps the main thing. The main thing. But for that to happen, we need to keep the main thing. The main thing. And what is that? What's the main thing? A connection between saint and God. Between the Holy Ghost and the church. Let me tell you, there should never be a dull service in Oak Park Church. Hallelujah. I just feel God in this whole place. I'm just going to talk to my friends right here. You know what? There should never be a boring service. A routine service at Oak Park Church. Let me tell you, in my church, when there's something routine, I'm the first one trying to break that spirit. I'm the first one that goes out and begins to clap on the aisles. I'm the first one that begins to shout. Because let me tell you, we should never make a service a dull service. It's not about God. It's about us. We should shout. We should sing. We should magnify. We should make this place the greatest place and keep the main thing. We ought to keep the main thing. And that's the move of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, ain't no telling what would happen. It's this Sunday morning. This is why I'm telling you this. This place full of visitors. This place full of people that you brought. It would be the greatest thing that ever happened to this church. If every one of them would leave this place Sunday morning with experience of the Holy Ghost. Would you like to see that this Sunday? I said, would you like to see that this Sunday? Church, would you like to see everybody, every visitor, receive the Holy Ghost this Sunday? Thank you, youth. I said again, church, would you like to see your visitor this filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You had your chance. That was your chance to say hallelujah, amen, glory to God, and shout. I said, yeah, you know what? I had my child. He has never received the Holy Ghost. My husband, he has never come to church. And this time, I'm bringing him this time. Yeah, I would like to see him and shout amen by faith. That was your chance to shout amen. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to again back up again. You know, and they're going to sing, you are the love of my life. And we're going to back it up again. And I'm going to say and begin to sing, blessed be the name. And we're going to do it all over again. I said, church, and we get to this point, and I said, church, would you like to see every visitor have an experience? An experience with the power, supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I want to see revival in this church. I want to see a move of God in this church. I want to see God make manifested in this place. Would you stand with me right now? There's an interpretation right now. They just meditate on the Lord right now.
I know what to do to reach the unsaved. I'm able to do it if I am allowed to have my way. So if you will draw near to me and be in tune with me so that you can obey my spirit, then I will be able what I want to do, because I know what to do.
The success of the service, of every service, depends on you and me, that we keep the main thing, the main thing. The success for Sunday morning, if we want to see a successful service, where many receive the Holy Ghost, come to Jesus, depends that you and I, bottom line is this, that you and I keep the main thing, and that's a move of the Holy Ghost. How many wants to see a great service this Sunday and tonight right now? It's up to you and me, nobody else. As we sing, I would like for everybody to come right now and say, God, I want to keep the main thing, the main thing. I want your spirit to be flowing in my life. I want them to flow like rivers of living water. Why? Because we want to see a great harvest. We want to see people come from north and south, east and west, just to experience what this church has right now. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost. Church, would you come right now and find yourself a place to pray?